and give to your neighbor, but don't give every neighbor that got their hand out and you neglecting your family here. How dare you? That is a big problem I have. And then make lying promises that you have not kept till this day? Really?
Some of them. And, you know, and I don't discount, and get emotional, get hyper, get whatever you want. I don't care. Do it. That's what we want. We want emotions on this. We want to show your emotions. Now, I'm going to tell you something else. You have to look at what's going on. I think that the United States, even though we subsidize other countries, again, I am not going to go along, whether it's in Ukraine, whether it's in Africa, wherever it is, okay? And you talk about bombing children? Are you okay with that? I'm not okay with that. I'm not okay with that. Now, let me finish.
None of us are. No,
hold on 1 second. Hold on.
None of us are.
Hold on. Okay. I'm not okay with, but we can do something about it. Now, as far as the homelessness in this country is concerned, yes. You got people that can't pay the light bill, can't put food on the table. I go along with that 1,000%. But look at these people trying to strip the programs from the people here. Okay? People here that are stripping those programs, okay? Now, also, they are refusing to tax the wealthy. You got billionaires that they refuse to tax. Now, who did that? Biden didn't do it. Okay? They refuse it and refuse it to this day because we've got a corrupt Congress, okay, that are led by the Republicans that are refusing to tax the wealthy. Because we wouldn't even have a deficit right now if they tax people properly. You pay more taxes than some of these billionaires do. You got Trump that paid $750 for the last couple of years, okay, in taxes. He paid more taxes here, in China, which he claims to hate, than the United States. They're talking about they didn't want to raise the debt ceiling. We're spending. One quarter of the debt going back almost 100 years was created under Donald Trump. Did you know that? Because they were, no, let me finish. Let me finish. I'll let you jump in. You can finish. Okay. No. What I'm saying is you got people who want to do right, but you got the people in power that won't let them do right. I'm telling you right now. I'm telling you what I know. Okay. Now, and I worked in corporations too. I was a partner in one of the largest firms in the world. Okay. So I know about background checks. I agree with that. But now let me ask you a question. How do you accomplish that? Because the very people who are making the laws right now, they have to pass what you want. They have to pass background checks. They have to do that. And it goes through our Congress and our Senate. And then you look at the Supreme Court. Look at that. Because see, we are our own worst enemy here in this country. We are our own worst enemy. You raise the taxes, you don't have to raise them enormously, but just a little bit on the wealthy, we wouldn't even have a money problem in this country right now. I agree. You got homelessness. You've got young families. And they won't even also take away the free lunch program for our children right here. Who's doing that? That is a fact. Understand that. But yeah, I go along. We got to start somewhere, but you have to have the people in power to pass what you want. Now you asking the fox to guard the hen house. That's what you're doing. Now do you, but you have the people just like George Santos. He's still in Congress. How in the world does that happen?
Liar. Yeah.
How does that happen?
But
did they do a background check on him? And as a matter of fact, I'll tell you something right now. Even after they found out who he is, they don't want to let him go because they got a slim margin in Congress, so they don't want to lose one vote.
Okay.
That's a Republican, isn't it? Okay. And I'm going to tell you something else. Al Franken, you know the guy that was doing inappropriate things to this lady on the airport? I mean, he didn't touch her. I mean, on the airplane. And he acted like he was going to touch her breasts. Okay. The Democrats got rid of him, didn't they? They got rid of him. The Democrats helped impeach Bill Clinton. Yet they want to reelect somebody that may go to prison, and they're saying that, hey, if he goes to prison, we're going to vote for him anyway. Come on now. Let's go back to the background checks that Dr. Demery and Mike is talking about.
I agree.
If I did anything like that, I wouldn't have gotten my job with my security, not security clearance, but and they did a deep, deep background check on me.
Of course. The feds did.
That's exactly right.
In any prominent position, they'll do a severe.
That's exactly right, but they won't do it in Congress. You got a Supreme Court right now that's taking bribes and everything like that, and they also hearing cases that the people that are bribing them, they're hearing cases for these people. This is Supreme Court.
William, can I ask you a question?
William,
have a beer.
I'm gonna have one in a minute. You doggone right about that. Now, let me go to something real quick. While you're doing that, I'm gonna pull up something. And like I said, folks, bring me some facts. Bring me some facts, and I'll entertain them. All right.
All right. Can I ask you a question?
Yes, ma'am.
I know that we all feel the same when it comes to being murdered or children being abused of any right, anything. But we have one of the highest because. Which is worse, I cannot even put a gauge on it, because you have children dying from being abused sexually, from sex trafficking, sent from California over here in the United States is one of the worst, highest statistics of they're even flying children over to these various continents and countries. And to my thing is, murder is murder, whether it be via bomb or sexually abusing and trafficking these children and taking them away from their parents and their household. So the gamut of things, sin is sin. It's travesty anywhere you look, okay? My thing is we need to, and I'm just saying, this is my theory, okay? From what I'm looking at, not too much paying attention to what the horrific travesties that are here in these United States. I understand that, you know, they look here and they look there. It almost like a spirit, like we can't do anything about it. Now, I don't know all the underlining to it, because I know they have private investigators. I know they have the top whiz with the CIA and all of that are looking, because those reports are not really given to us. Because if they had really given us what they have correlated, it would blow many of our minds. Many of us couldn't handle the truth, the real truth, the whole story. Now, from what I'm understanding too, with that island, was that Epstein? Who was that? Which one was that?
Trump's friend Epstein, that one?
Yeah, but I understand Jeffrey Epstein.
Yep.
I understand what the knowledge is. Republicans and Democrats.
Hold it. Jeffrey Epstein and Trump, they're Republicans. Come on, let's get it straight.
Ooh.
The Democrats had nothing to do with that. Those were Trump boys. Let's get the facts straight.
How do you know that?
I read and research.
I think it was a little bit of both.
I think a lot of Democrats and Republicans. Well, give me some facts on that. But I know Epstein was Republican and so was Trump. Let's go.
There's no perfect entity.
Let's get our facts straight. Epstein was a Republican, right? He was Trump's boy, right?
Epstein had a painting of Bill Clinton in a dress in his home.
I don't doubt that.
Bill Clinton.
They showed it, William.
That could be so. Because I guess what? Because see, one time, Trump was a Democrat. Did you know that?
He has a right to change.
Because I'm going to tell you something else. And he said, while he was a Democrat, he said that he was a Republican because Republicans were too stupid. Oh, that's a fact. But he went on to do that, right?
Biden said Latinos and Afro-Americans and us, he didn't say stupid, but we were not capable of turning on the internet.
Show me a fact on that.
Or getting an ID.
Send it to me.
Yes,
and I'll reverse it. I certainly will.
I don't put that much glory on anybody. I can't.
Okay.
And the reason why, because
I'm gonna give you something right now.
Glory on people, because I'm gonna give you something right now. People will deceive you in every facet of life. My confidence now in this season is on God, and the reason why I have to bring it in, because I can't separate that. People are killing each other over incidences like this. And I cannot, and that's the disturbance I believe that is wanting to be caused. because they want to keep people at each other's throat so that we as a people can't see right, okay? But when some of us step back and see what the real big picture is, and the agenda is to cause delusion, deception, come on here, not able to trust. We sometimes don't even trust folks in our churches. We won't trust people in our families because they're doing some stupid stuff too. Okay, even though the ones that sit around about you and love you, supposedly, they showing their true colors. And I mean, just because, you know, we sit in the house having dinner, I know some of them just stabbed me in the back. I'm just going to put me, I don't know what yours did, but stabbed me in the back and grinning at the same time. Oh, I love you so much, sis. Come on, give me a break. Flesh is flesh, and I don't put confidence in it because they'll turn on you on a dime. If somebody were to order somebody, give you $50 million to find some dirt on somebody, I don't care if it's your brother or sister, you're going to take the $50 million.
Some of us would.
I'm just saying.
Some of us would, and some of us won't.
I said, if you have a strong will and a strong love not to, because there's also ramifications even taking that bribe, okay? Because that's going to be hold over your head. Mm-hmm. It's just the catch 22 everywhere you look. So it pays for us not to put so much confidence and so much trust. And that's what God says, because he has the final say on this whole matter. Everything, if you look at the population of the world, everything is going now. Why? It's because people have lost the vision on what is real and what is not. A delusion has been painted out there. And I'm not going to fall for the hype, and nor am I going to put confidence in flesh, because they said to turn on me tomorrow. It is what it is, folks, and I will not, okay? And that's my own persona. I will not, because I feel that reports are made to keep you quiet. Reports are made to keep you in confidence, that they will put on paper whatever they want to put on paper, okay, to cause a deception. And they will make reports. They will put on something on iPad to make you look at it and say, oh, this is wonderful. But the whole time they're plotting and planning how to get rid of a people. They're plotting and planning, trying to take my identity of a woman away from me and trying to decipher.
And who's doing that? Who's doing that?
Plotting and planning on taking children out. If they were so enamored about changing things in this United States, then they would pay attention to what is going on in our society. Come on down to my neighborhood and see how I live. You sitting up like fat cats, that's both of them, Democrats and Republicans. Come on, visit the neighborhoods and see what we live in like, okay? Then you come to reality that it's not all about your golden pocket, okay? Let's face reality. We need to fix this, this, and this, and let's deal with it. And if the people would share their voice loud enough, then guess what? It was going to get somebody's attention. And then guess what? Either they're going to put up or shut up. That's my whole thing. Either they're going to put up or shut up and stop talking about it and be about it.
Okay.
Period.
Got something for you right now. Okay. Now, over $200 million, or 200 million people, Americans are fully vaccinated in 1 year. I know some people don't believe in vaccinations, and that's okay. 13 million dollars created under Joe Biden, 6.4 under Trump. Okay, the biggest drop in unemployment ever, the lowest child poverty rate ever, electric vehicle sales double in 1 year. I know some against electric vehicle, okay? 5 million more Americans with health insurance drove a historic and economic recovery and jobs growth. That's a fact. Passed the American Rescue Plan and bipartisan infrastructure. This is Biden. Expanded the affordable health care. Restored America global leadership. Because, folks, I'm telling you, under that other cat, the France, Germany, all of our allies over there, over the other side of the ocean, they said, what in the hell is the United States doing? Okay, number four, took aggressive action to tackle climate crisis. Now, I don't know if you guys ever noticed or not. Now, the temperature down in Florida and the water, and it's killing the coral reefs out there, which has a lot to do, what's the word I'm looking for? I'll come up with that again. But took aggressive action to tackle the climate crisis, addressed gun violence and crime. Let's see, bolstered domestic manufacturing, confirmed historic judges advance racial equality. And you got these guys, these clowns down in Florida that wants to ban African-American AP courses, want to ban books.
Yeah.
They want to, they're Republicans.
Yeah.
It's a Republican governor. And you have the same thing going on in Texas. Okay. Now, and I'll tell you something else. You have more gun violence in the red states than you do in the blue states. And they're talking about red, blue. Look it up. Look it up. Okay. Now, I know some people, like I said, don't agree with the COVID vaccine and all this kind of stuff. And if you don't agree with that, that is fine. That is up to you. That's your own. That's your own. You have the right to do whatever you want to do. But I'm going to tell you something. COVID and the flu are not the same. They are not the same. Over the last several years, we had 35,000 flu deaths in this country. 35,000 per year, average. Now you can go back 10 years and they'll fluctuate around 35, 40, whatever it is, flu deaths. You have, in the last 3 years, you got 100,000 deaths. Okay. About 1.1 million or 1.2 million deaths. Some people say 1.3, but I'm going to go with 1.1. I'm going to take the lower of the two. In 3 years, 1.1, almost 1.2 million COVID deaths versus the flu. And so now, even though the symptoms might be the same, those are totally two different viruses, okay? But you have some people say COVID ain't nothing but the flu. That's a lie. That's a lie. That's a lie.
Yes, they did.
Dr. Sims, I looked this up. Dr. Sims, please.
There's an actual medical book. I
don't know what book you looked at, but my research, and I looked this up. I looked it up. I did my research on this. Okay.
And that's fine for you.
Hold on. Let me finish. You had averaging before COVID an average of 35,000 flu deaths per year. They are not the same. Look it up. They are not the same. They are not caused by the same things. Okay. All right. Just like you had the Ebola virus, you have different viruses. I don't know whether it was invented into a lab or however it got disseminated, but there are two solid different things. Folks, don't take my word for it. I've got the information right here. I just don't have time to read it all, but look it up for yourself. There is something in Forbes magazine that will tell you about that. Look at any other periodical. They are not the same. It'll be disingenuous for me to allow that to happen or to allow to say that on this airwave. And in the last 3 years, you got 1 million, almost 1.2 COVID deaths. Come on. They are not the same. They are not the same. And I'm going to stick with that.
William.
Now, me?
Can I ask?
Me? Yep, I'm vaccinated. And I did this, and I did it for a reason. At first, when it first came out, we're going to get a vaccine, I said, I don't know about this. I'm not sure I'll go get it because I've never had a flu shot in my life because I didn't want to put that in my body. I'm saying, I don't trust these people, right? But when COVID came around, and I saw the hospitals being overwhelmed. I saw the economy being shut down. I saw so many devastating things. And the main thing that did it for me, my daughter has MS. And I wasn't going to take the chance of exposing her to a virus, whether I had it or not. So I got vaccinated mainly for that reason. But then again, you know, my eyes don't deceive me, and I can definitely read. And I said, no, women, hold it. This is different. This is different. First, these clowns won't tell you that it was started by a bat over in China.
Oh,
a bat. I didn't go for that at all. I always thought, I said, this was cooked up in a laboratory, and somehow this virus got away from them. It got away from them, and how this thing spread across the United States the way it did. I mean, nothing was like that except for, what was that flu back in 1918? What was that flu, Dr. Demery? 1918.
Hong Kong flu.
Back in 1918.
No. And the swine 18. Flu. Remember the swine flu?
1918.
Yeah, something of that nature. I had the information up, but I've got so much information up on this screen right now. I can't read it all. And we're practically out of time. Wow.
Can I ask you one question?
Yes, please? Ma'am. Just one question. If I have the answer, I'm going to give it to you.
Okay, wonderful. And anybody, just for anybody. Actually, I remember when because I had two flu shots, made me deathly ill. But I also know when there were several variations of the flu where they couldn't keep up with the vaccinations, and they didn't know what to call them. They start missing names on them. The same thing is going on. Now, I know that it is in the medical book because I saw it, and I'll bring it to you.
Please.
However, and also they had a COVID-19 also on the Lysol cans way back before the COVID was even introduced. So that's a question. If they didn't know it was going to come, then why did they have it on the Lysol? The next question is this, is that there are so many variations of the so-called COVID. They have so many shots now. They have so many this. They have so many that, so many names. They can't even keep up with a virus or a serum to combat whatever. And it reminds me of what happened with the flu. Okay, there's so many variations of it. Symptoms are very similar. The upper respiratory issues, very similar when they had the mass variations of the flu, and they had to do something. So now my thing is this, is if we're led by example, this is what I'm trying to gather, is that we're led by example. Why is it, and I haven't seen it, and y'all help me if you have that information, how come our senators and all those in the White House didn't stand in line and being an example to get these COVID shots?
They now were exempt.
Oh, see, this
all
is,
the,
okay.
All the postal okay. office was exempt this, and the White House was exempt.
This is
Why?
What my dilemma is because if they're going to convince us this is something that we need, and it's a proven fact, it is causing in certain cultures health problems. It is a proven fact that people have fallen dead just from the shot alone. And so they are now, you got to take all of these booster shots. It wasn't a booster shot for 1 year. Now it's like almost every 10 days. They have so many shots now that are variations of the COVID shot. But I still yet today have not seen one politician, his wife or his children, take the shots. But they're instituting this to the people. I have a major issue with this. I still feel, and you all can believe what you, there is an agenda, and they are doing things for population control. They showed something, and I'm very enamored on what they show. And we don't want to watch the news. We don't want to watch this. But we have people who are coming out and says, watch this. People are on the newscast are just falling down, dead like robots, okay? Because they gave a nurse a shot, and they thought, oh, it was okay. But how come she fell dead? Okay,
I don't know.
Athletes are dropping dead. Athletes, major athletes dropping dead
because they are pushing. They are pushing these COVID shots, knowing that. And folks, listen. It still boils down to okay. I know we got to trust somebody. I know that, and I still say this. I'm not gonna lose no sleep. You hear me well. Over who's not doing what and who is doing, because I know God has the final answer and he will give me my answer. I'm at this point now. I need to get an answer from above because all of this foolishness right here, people getting excited and parents, families are coming against some people because you don't believe the way I believe. You won't vote the way I vote. It's designed to cause this confusion and it is ridiculous to cause all of this confusion. You can't make me believe. I have to be convinced to believe. It is a faith thing. You cannot bring a report to me and say, believe this. It is a faith move, and I have to do the own analysis myself. I don't care what anybody says. I respect you, okay, and I listen to what you're saying, but you cannot make me walk and do what you're walking into. I can't do it because then guess what? There's a whole lot of people who are blind leading the blind. They all going to fall in the ditch. But I stress to people, go. Yes, you're right, William. Go and do your research. Go and do this. And then what it boils down to, you're going to have to make the conscious decision on what you want for yourself.
That's exactly
yes,
right.
You can be a witness. Yes, okay. You can.
We got a few minutes here. We got a few minutes.
Yeah,
and I hear you loud and clear.
Together.
What I'm saying is, one thing straight. I am not trying to convince anybody on the panel or anyone. I'm just telling you what I feel based on the information that I have to be true. Okay? Now, sure, you have people that fall dead for a myriad of reasons. Did the shot cause them to fall dead? I don't know. I don't know whether that's true or not. I don't know whether that's true. Dr. Sims, with all due
respect. There's tons of data out there.
With all due respect, Mike and Dr. Sims, I don't know whether that to be true because I'm going to tell you. And if it is true, how many of them did? Okay. Are you talking about 1, 2, 5, 10, maybe 100 people out of 300 million? Okay. People fall.
I can tell you stats if you want to hear.
I do want it.
Okay.
Because we're taking something.
I'm going to put your words back to you. Look it up because it's all out there. Major athletes just dropping dead. These healthy individuals just dropping dead. Now, hold on. We listened to you, William. Now listen to us.
I'm listening to you.
The airline pilots from 2017 to 2020, airline pilots had one death. After COVID hit, in 1 year period, they had over 20 deaths occur. They went from 1 to 20. Now, hold on. You got to let me finish.
I didn't say anything. I got
all kinds of data for you. Now, I'll tell you.
Send it to me.
I was still working as an investigator with the Sheriff's Department when COVID hit. I chose not to get the shot because it was experimental and it's like, I want to see what's going to happen at least in the first couple of weeks or months. So I'm going to hold off on it. Mm-hmm. I was a first responder. I was on the front line and I could have got the shot first. I chose not to do it. My ex-wife was at Loma Linda and in her section at Loma Linda Hospital, the VA here in Loma Linda, she worked with 35 people. So that was a big shop that she worked within at a hospital.
Okay.
She chose not to get it. 34 of the people were forced into getting the shot. She refused. And they said, well, you're going to have to get tested and wear a mask. Well, she wore a mask anyway, so it wasn't a big deal. And getting tested wasn't a big deal. She was the only one out of 35 that refused to get the shot. I refused to get the shot. And you know that I DJ and do karaoke work. Plus, I was arresting people. I was wrestling with people. I was standing close enough to handle their hands to fingerprint these people. I never got COVID. My wife never got COVID.
Okay.
34 of those people in her office, they all got COVID at least once and some of them twice and three times. So that shot for me is bogus because here she is and she was well into her 60s. She out of 35 people and she did eyes. So she had to examine people right up here. She never got COVID because she never got the shot. I never got COVID because I never got the shot. So that's, you wanted facts? There's facts.
Well, let me give you some other facts. I have a brother that got COVID and had her son and her husband got COVID. Okay. Now, and I don't think they come in contact with a lot of people. Like I said, I'm not trying to convince anybody on this panel. It's not my job to convince you to do anything. All of you are grown people. You're intelligent people and your decisions are yours. Okay. I'm just saying what works for me and what I believe. Okay. Now with the athletes, because athletes, shot or not, they are dropping, few athletes are dropping dead. Now I do a sports show. I do a sports show or my son does every Saturday morning. And every time an athlete passes or something like we talk about it, it hasn't been that many. Okay.
It's been a ton. Myocarditis.
Not a whole ton.
Inflammation of the heart. Look at the soccer players. They have 70 soccer players drop dead. Soccer players are some of the most fit people on this earth. And they have 70 people within 2 year period drop dead.
Are you sure they got the shot?
Increase.
Are you sure they got the shot?
No.
The doctors are coming out and saying that it's messing with the heart and it's inflamed.
Myocarditis.
And that is what's going on, William. And there's, like you said, there's variations of it. And so guess what? Just like the flu, there was variations of it. So guess what? With this, it was a tester pilot thing. Come on, with this shot. It was not really even approved by Pfizer, but they rushed it out anyway.
Well,
and so the population was put at a danger point.
Okay. Well, then explain this to me, and we're going to have to get off real soon. Okay. How come? Before COVID, And even up to now, flus, you got 35,000 people per year before COVID that died of the flu. In 3 years, we had 1.1 million people. And they didn't, and a lot of them didn't have the shot. And a lot of them on their dying bed, they said, I wish I had taken that advice. So the point is, nobody on this panel is a medical professional. Okay, nobody on this panel is a medical doctor. My point is, I made a decision for me. Yeah. I'm not trying to convince you.
That's fine.
Okay, yeah, that's good. And look here, I'm going to always respect you guys, okay? And like I said, on this program, I don't want yes people on this program disagreeing with you if you feel you have to or you want to. I don't care.
We're officially disagreeing with you, William.
Well, I'm officially disagreeing with you. So we're at an impasse. Right.
And so we see each other again next week.
We definitely will. And I hope this coming week or next week is just as hot as this one. I love it.
Well, yeah, this keeps turning into Miss Cece's kitchen.
You better stop.
It did it last week too.
Hey, Dr. Dimmer, will you talk to Miss Cece? Will you talk to her?
What?
Dr. Dimmer. Dr. Dimmer.
What'd I do?
Huh? No. I just saw
on my side.
What you gonna do, Dr. Dimmer?
I'm gonna get Dr. Dimmer to jump on you.
You ain't saying nothing, Dr. Dimmer.
Poor Dr. Dimmer didn't get a word in edgewise.
Man.
Yeah, because of you two loud mouths.
Oh no, you didn't. you came with your dukes up, bro.
I sure did.
He's got a burr under his saddle today.
I love it. I'm doing my job. Getting everybody stirred up. You know, I tell you what.
I'm sweating right here.
Look here. I'm doing my job.
I got all the shots I was supposed to get because my doctors at the VA told me to. I've never gotten COVID. I've even been in the house with people that had it. I never got it. And I believe it was because I got the vaccine. So
okay. You had 2-2. It's even here. It's even. I want to hear what Ann has to say next week. Let's see what she has to say. But the point is, folks.
You're just trying to be a good fight for people.
I love it. I'm doing my job, Dr. Sims. Okay. My whole idea is to get everybody stirred up. You know,
and
that way.
Well, you succeeded today.
I know it, bro. Right on, right on. I love it. I love it. I love it. Hey, look here. I love you, Cats, too. And I love a fiery conversation. I love a controversy. I love talking about stuff that other people are refusing to talk about. And like I said, this isn't Fox News. This is not CNN. It's not MSNBC. We all have an opinion, and I want you to express it. Whether it's adverse to mine or not, it really doesn't matter. Okay? This is how we learn.
I took my camera off because I had to pray because I felt my feelings.
Hey, Dr. Dimmer, she definitely need to pray, don't she?
I turned my camera off. I said, Lord, this right here.
Yes.
You better come through for a girl because
I had to take my blood pressure. I'm taking my blood pressure. Shit. Look at that.
Ooh.
Hey, it's like 200 over 100.
Hey, Lord.
It's the same as the temperature outside, 104.
Oh, my God. Is it 104 in California?
Yes, Lord.
It was. Earlier today is 104.
Ooh, yes. Man. Oh, man. Yes. You've had record temperatures now, and that's nothing new for California for weeks now, haven't you?
Right.
You know, yeah. No, it's been pretty hot. But I looked up, you know what NOAA is? National Oceanic Atmospheric Agency?
No, I don't.
NOAA is a part of the government. Mm-hmm. They're the weather side of the government.
Right.
Okay, so this is coming from the government. Since 1850, do you know how much the temperature rise has been from mm-hmm. 1850 to now in Celsius?
I don't know.
1 degree. Look it up.
Whoa. Now, let me. Look oh, boy, you're not getting ready to get into something else. I've got to go. But
you brought up the weather. NOAA, National Oceanic Atmospheric Agency. That's part of the government. That's the people who talk, who are the experts on weather. The study I looked up with NOAA says since 1850, the rise in temperature on this earth has been barely over 1 degree.
Well, look, okay, and then we're going to talk about something else, too, because we, Dr. Demery and I, we talked about this a few years back, and we talked about what's happening up in the Arctic, where the ice is melting up there. Okay, the ice is melting up there. So we're going to have to check this out.
They said the sea level is rising.
Check it out.
Yep, because the ice is melting. And down in Florida, the temperature in the ocean now is averaging 69 to 70 degrees. Okay. This has been great, folks.
In Florida, it's 100 degrees in the ocean.
Oh, Lord.
Some parts of it. Yeah. Where my brother's at in Florida.
That's incredible.
And again, like you said, it's killing off the coral reefs. And so they're trying to replant it as quickly as they can. I'm not telling you there's not an issue. But again, since 1850, barely 1 degree Celsius. Go to NOAA, which is a government agency.
Well, we're going to have to pick
this
up again.
It's like the CDC, but for weather.
Okay. We're going to pick this up next week, folks.
My ice is melting, too.
Anyway. Put it back in the freezer.
Hey, guys. Hey, hang in there.
It's pomegranate juice, by the way.
I know. It might be spiked with a little something, but that's okay, too.
No, it's for my blood pressure. I drink pomegranate juice for my blood pressure.
That's good stuff. Okay. I love the pomegranates.
I've never had pomegranate juice. I might have to check it out.
It's good. Antioxidants, good for the skin and hair. Yes.
Oh, I like that. Okay, I'm going to have to check it out.
I'm going to have to drink a lot of it today because my blood pressure's up.
I know. And you're going to go around telling people, William ran up my blood pressure.
I'm going to tell him, too. So
please do. Tell him.
I think William ran his own blood pressure up.
Oh.
Yeah, he did.
No. This is what I do. Start stuff.
Okay. You know what? You were passing in the moment. I thought you were coming
stirring
through.
The pot.
I love stirring it. Pot. I love it. Hey, folks, you know what? If you're down and out, sing a song. Hey, guys, it's been great. All right.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Lots of love. Thank you.
Always. Hey, this has been the Boomerang Radio Show. Hope you guys enjoyed it as much as we have. All right. Be back next Sunday.